Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Happy Monday, everybody.
Hello. Greetings. Hello. From my bed.
Salutations. Here I am. Hi.
Here you are. Hi.
Hello.
Just
hello,
in time to talk about how awesome my pillow is.
Right. My pillow. But first,
my pillow. Pretty irritated right now because I'm in my bed and my pillow sheets are in the wash, so I don't have them on my bed right now.
Oh, that kind of sucks.
Which is irritating. So
yeah, you could have like rolled around for everybody and done, I know, like a little presentation for us. You
know? I could have modeled them, but alas, they are in the laundry.
Right.
So and they're my favorite, which is why I'm a little bummed out about it. So, and they would be everybody else's favorite too, if you guys would just call them or go to their website at mypillow.com and use code CHICKS. Oh my God, funny story about that.
Tell me.
So one of our insiders, I was looking at the insiders group this weekend, and somebody, they were all talking about how they laugh when we say our code CHICKS, like CHICKS. And somebody said that when they were about to serve dinner to their family, I know I'm not going to say this in the same way, I laughed so hard at this.
They said,
I'm serving fish. And I laughed for like 6 years.
Oh my God, that's so funny. Because you know what's the funniest part about that is that I would never say that to my family because I never cook anything. So like, right. I thought to myself, that's so cool that somebody actually serves something to their family.
Oh yeah.
Cause I've never done that.
Yeah. So now all, what's for dinner? Fish. Mm-hmm. And it's all because of how we say the code.
Right.
So by the way, you can use code CHICKS at mypillow.com or very special phone number, 800-875-0513. You should call them because you can get buy one, get one free on sets of sheets and towels right now. Sets of sheets and towels.
Like the set. Kind of like sets of balls.
Right.
So kind of like this.
Right.
Sets of sheets, you guys. Sets of
you guys, I'm off today.
She is.
So I don't know what's going on.
What are you
going
to do today?
Well, I'm probably going to end up working because, you know, because now I still have to prepare for tomorrow's show, which will require me to listen to today's show to make sure that I'm not putting the same stuff in today's show that's in today's show.
Yeah.
So it really isn't that much of a day off.
Right. I mean, but at least you don't have to go in and like do all the stuff.
Right. Mm-hmm. I'm in bed.
Yeah.
Which is great. So.
Right. Right.
Okay, you wanted to talk about teachers, and I was like, I don't know what you're talking about.
Well, I wanted to talk about that whole, like, school board fiasco last week that happened where they were talking smack about parents, and they were like, we're not here to babysit your kids. You just want us to babysit your kids. And then, you know, they said some really nasty things in that school board meeting. And then
where was it? I don't even remember where this was. I saw the tapes, but I don't remember.
I have no idea. Maybe somebody can tell us where that was. Where was it?
Because I wrote about it, so you think I would know.
I don't know. Where was it, you guys? Was it California? Was it South? Where was it? I don't know. Anyways.
I'll look it up while you talk.
Yeah, I don't. But I just know that they said some really, California.
It was
California.
Oh, that's right. Oakley, California.
Right, yeah. Oakley, California. And they said some really nasty things. What jerks these people are, right?
I know.
And because they're so beholden to all the lobbyists and to the people. They're just beholden to other people other than parents who they should be beholden to, right? Like those should be the people that they should be beholden to, right?
Yeah.
As parents and students. They should be giving at least a single crap about parents and students. And they don't. They don't care about those people. And anyways, so they ended up stepping down. Those people ended up.
I'm so glad
resigning.
About that.
Yeah, I am too. And the reason that really stood out to me, that story, is because I'm constantly harping on people to run for school board.
Yeah, but like decent people, not these clowns.
That's what I'm saying. But this is why I'm constantly like, you guys, run for school board, because this is why. These people are not on these school boards for the right reasons. They're not. So run for school board. do it because we need people like you guys to be on school boards.
That's like our tailgaters and our insiders. That is what we need.
So do it. Get on school boards.
Okay. So I also have something else to show you that's going to make everybody mad, but everybody needs to see it because this is the kind of shit that's happening in our schools right now.
Oh God. Here we go.
I mean,
I can't believe there's actually stuff. Okay. Listen, I'm going to say something mean, but I mean, it's nice to know there's actually stuff going on in our schools right now besides, you know, like 2 hours of e-learning in the morning. And then your kid's like, mommy, I'm done learning today. And it's like, it's 10 o'clock. It's 10.
You haven't even had morning break.
Right.
Yeah.
That's been our experience on e-learning days.
Actually, it's the total opposite for my kid. He ends up spending way more many hours doing e-learning stuff than what he would do if he were in school. It's a pain in the butt. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. It's awful. It's awful. Yeah. It's like they're overcompensating in high school almost. You know what I mean?
Oh, well, it's not that way in intermediate school, at least in our experience. Listen, she's in school most of the time. Praise be. She's been in school with kids. So we've been very grateful. And there's been none of this hybrid crap for her or anything like that. So we're very, very thankful. But the days that she's at home and doing e-learning, we're like, seriously, this is a huge joke.
Yeah.
So I can't imagine the kids who have been, and we've heard that a lot. And I've watched people on TV that have talked about that a lot, where the e-learning thing is just a complete and utter joke.
Yeah.
So I think your experience is an anomaly.
Well, I think it might be different because it's high school and because they knew this whole year was going to be hybrid.
Right.
So it's just been a planned thing.
Right.
I don't know. I want it to stop regardless. It's got to stop.
Yeah, because they're not socialized.
No, it's awful.
They're not able to do proms. They're not able to do any of the social activities that kids should be. I mean, especially that age, they should be enjoying this at all.
I know.
It just blows me away. Yeah.
So actually, and I don't know if this particular clip is in a school. It doesn't appear to be. It appears to be in front of adults. But the problem is that this is the kind of curriculum that is being introduced into every setting that you can think of, whether it's universities or corporations or schools. This is all part of that anti-racism, like critical race theory bullshit.
Yeah.
And this is incredible. And she's named. I sent this. I'm hoping that one of our writers does a post about this because it's just a snapshot. It's about 50 seconds captured of a lecture given by some Black woman named Ashley Strickland, I think. And it's part of that critical race theory program. So I just wanted to show you what it sounds like to be taught as a white person that you are racist no matter what, and there's really nothing you can do about it. Listen.
All white people are racist. So I put this up because I really want any white person in the room to know up front that this is what we're dealing with, that it's not going to be this coddling of white tears and what that looks like. We're not going to discuss, oh, maybe some of us have worked it out. No, you're always going to be racist, actually. So even when you're on your path to trying to figure out how to be a better human being, because I believe that white people are born into not being human, like that actually, instead of people of color and Black folks being dehumanized, that actually everyone is dehumanized off rip within white supremacy, that y'all are born into a life to not be human, and that's what y'all are taught to do, to be demons.
To be demons.
Oh my God.
All racist.
So this is perfectly acceptable.
In our public schools, in our taxpayer.
I don't know. This is not a school because the people that are in the audience, because they panned to the audience at one point, Ashley Shackelford, they were all adults. So I don't know what setting this is, but this is part of that same, it's that same white fragility bullcrap.
The thing is, Mock, is they're wanting to pump this stuff into our public schools.
And it is already in some schools.
Right. They want this garbage to be taught to our kids in public school system, in taxpayer publicly funded schools. This is what they want. So, I mean, it's like, oh my God. Can you imagine? We're not human.
It's not even anymore that we're just racist. Now we're not human. We're demons.
Oh my God.
So it's just, what in the hell is happening?
Yeah, it's liberalism is happening. That's what's happening.
And what's awful is that there's a point where they pan to this white filled audience and they're just sitting there. They're just sitting there taking it in like, okay. Yeah.
It's like the people who, we saw over the past year who would get on their knees and apologize right. and like do the whole, oh my God, I apologize. You know, I'm so, they would get on their knees in front of other people and bow down and somehow apologize for something that they didn't do.
It's disgusting.
No, no.
It's just absolutely amazing.
Yeah, it is.
Okay, so there was that. Oh, also, I do know one thing, and that is that there is now, I don't know what channel it's on. Actually, let me look really quick, because I saw this on The Guardian, that the Muppets, the Muppet Show, which of course ran from what, like mid-70s to early 80s?
Right.
Yeah, it's Disney Plus. Disney Plus has their shows, but now there is a content warning ahead of each show. Exactly. Yeah, and it said it's an on-screen content advisory for any film, including the Muppet shows, which include, quote, negative depictions and or mistreatment of people or cultures.
What? Oh, my God.
It's the freaking Muppets.
It's like why? Because Fozzie was.
It's probably because they make fun of like the Swedish chef. So that treats like,
oh my God,
for real. That's the only thing I can think of.
I loved him. And like Beaker, because he was, why? Because he was like, it was depicting a little science nerd. Remember? Yeah. Remember the flames Okie Dokie and like the and Beaker, you know?
I loved it.
I know.
It's harmless fun.
But it is harmless fun. But like, I can't think of anybody else. And then like the Beatnik chick, remember her?
Oh yeah. That's right. With the blonde straight hair.
She never really said anything. She was just like in a band. And then
and she was high.
Totally. She was completely stoned the whole time. And then I can't remember any of the really people that were in the Muppet Show, except for like the old dudes that were basically like, you know, the Koch brothers up
right.
in the, you know, up in the stands. I don't know of anybody else that was like an actual person.
I don't know. I don't know why. I'm going to look and see if they listed any examples, because they've also put that message in front of films like Lady and the Tramp, The Jungle Book, Aristocats, Dumbo, Peter Pan, and Swiss Family Robinson.
Oh my, I mean, people, they've lost their minds.
I mean, if you need a warning label ahead of the Muppets.
Jim just said, in the famous words of the Swedish chef, Vert der Furk.
This is why I love our tailgaters and insiders. This is why.
It's so true. You know he's saying that.
Oh my God.
Vert der Furk. Vert der Furk.
I can't, you guys, you gotta stop it.
Oh my God, it's the greatest comment ever. Greatest comment ever.
Oh my God. Now, I know I'm not on the radio today, but I know that one of the things that Rob will be talking about is that plane that was it leaving Denver, going to Hawaii, or vice versa? I think it was leaving Denver.
I know it was leaving Denver, but I don't know where it was going.
Yeah, I think it was Hawaii bound, and then they had to do like an immediate circle back, like Jen Psaki. They had to do a circle back because their engine, one of the engines just exploded, and like pieces of the engine fell onto neighborhoods.
Right. There's one picture I saw, it was like it's sitting on somebody's front lawn. I'm like, what if it landed on their house? Like, can you imagine?
Or person. If it landed on a person. Mm-hmm. It's amazing that nobody was hurt. Yeah, right. Anywhere, in the air, on the ground, anywhere.
My husband's a big airline, like aeronautical dude. Like, he's really into that kind of stuff. He used to work on like F-16s and stuff like that. So I'm constantly like, what, don't they check this crap out before they like fly?
Now they're like, the FAA is demanding to ground all the 777s. I mean, this is like, it's made obviously a huge impact. I thought, okay, well, I mean, so that's a one-off. That's not something that you commonly hear about. So I was actually more surprised to hear that they're trying to ground every model in that same fleet. I was like, damn. I mean, that must be a serious concern. And that makes me really worried about flying.
Yeah, somebody did correct me and said that there were pieces that did hit houses.
They hit houses, but nobody got hurt.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's incredible.
I mean, what the heck? It's my God. And you know, the people that were on can you imagine being on the plane?
And like, that's your window view.
Right.
And you even, I'm always on a wing. Always. I don't know why.
Me too.
Always on a wing. And that I don't even know. I can't even imagine the the terror. I cannot imagine.
Yeah. And then getting through that and being like, okay, so I survived that.
God.
Well, okay.
Look at, I just highlighted Andrew Gonzalez's super sticker.
Look at you.
You see that, everybody?
Look at you, technology.
Yeah. I don't know how to get rid of it.
Thank you, Andrea.
Thank you, Andrea. Okay, there we go.
You've been so technologically savvy this morning.
Oh my God. I should not ever be at home because this is not going well. Okay. So somebody said all 777s go across the ocean. So that's why they need to check them. Okay. Well, that's fine. Like, check all the things. That was quite a story. I mean, to see those pictures was terrifying. Absolutely terrifying. Yeah.
Why is somebody asking in our comment sections, how is math racist? Are people talking about math being racist? Because, you know, there was that whole conversation that we've talked about on the radio before about that being in the curriculum, too, about math being racist. Remember?
Yeah, I remember that I remember it's because of how math has been historically taught. And it's part of a system of oppression. And so, yeah, I'm sure it's still racist. Like, there's nothing math has done to correct that I'm aware of. I don't know why it's back in the news, because I know we talked about it ages ago.
Yeah, we did. It's just math is just math.
It's kind of like truth is truth, and there you can have your truth and someone can have their truth, but there's only one actual truth.
Right. It's just math is just math.
Laura says that chess is now racist on YouTube.
Oh, really? Chess is racist. Oh.
What in the world? Oh, it's because white people invented math? Is that what somebody said? Is that why it's racist? Because a white person invented it?
Math racism is from the Gates Foundation. A lot of bull crap is from the Gates Foundation.
Oh my God. What in the world?
Yeah.
Fauci says we might be wearing masks into 2022, FYI. So
does that shock you? I mean, are you shocked by that?
This is just so dumb. And he's like, even if we are, you know, mostly to mostly normal, we're probably going to go ahead and wear masks into 20. You know what? He can eat a bag.
Yeah.
I'm tired of that dude.
It's, you know what? I'm beyond tired of him. Like, I was tired of him 6 months ago, 8 months ago. So tired of him. He knows nothing. He's just making it up as he goes along. Anybody who follows him is a freaking sheep.
It's true. Over
him. Yeah. And you know
what? Thank you, Zeidel Durian, for the super sticker. Appreciate that.
I totally didn't see it until like right now. Thank you. I don't really care what he has to say. I don't. I think he's completely unqualified to do the job that he does. And there you go.
Remember how he got that prize, like the $1 million science prize or whatever last week or the week before? Somebody had a good point about that. It's like, how is he allowed to accept it? I mean, it's an Israeli prize. And it seems to me that he shouldn't, as a government, as the highest paid government employee, I don't think you're supposed to be allowed to accept gifts like that from other countries. I mean, isn't that a conflict of some sort?
And it's weird that they would give him that. Like, it's one thing to give somebody an award. It's another thing to do it in a monetary way.
Right.
Like, I just find that so bizarre that Israel will be giving him a monetary prize. Like, why not donate that to people who need it? I mean, it's $1 million. Why not give it to people who actually are in need from a COVID perspective? I just think the whole thing was tacky. Is that a weird word?
Yeah, no, that's totally fair. You're right. Because why not give it towards vaccine distribution or whatever else is lagging right now?
Right. Or small businesses. There's so many people who are in need right now. To give that money to him is just like such a smack in the face to all those people right now who are in need. He doesn't freaking need it. You know, it's like, God, these people are so tone deaf. All these people and the elite are so tone deaf right now. He, of all people, should understand that. Maybe he should donate it.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, if he's such a liberal, like, I understand what the people need, freaking donate it, dude. You know, give it to people who actually, you are the one who is in the upper echelon who knows what's going on and knows who needs all the support and help, like all the help right now.
Karen says that she said part of it is going to scholarships, quote unquote.
I hope part of it, give it all away. I mean, it's not like he doesn't need it. He is part of the swamp, Tanya. He is like such a, He's such a representation of the swamp. It's gross.
He really is. And it's this total lack of consequences for being wrong about anything. Mm-hmm. It's like he's a weather person at this point. Because he can just say whatever. And if it doesn't turn out that way,
doesn't matter.
he just gets rewarded for it.
Yeah. I mean, there's no accountability in government anymore. None. Zero.
God, it's just infuriating.
Once you get in there, you never get fired. I mean, look at all these Yahoos. Like the Pelosi's and the Schumer's and all these people who get in there. Once you get in, you get in the hot tub and it's like you never get out, no matter what you do. You just get all the bennies and all the perks and all the money and you get loaded because you get insider trading. You know, it's like, good Lord, these people are loaded because of us. And he's one of those people. And now he's set for life because of us. You know, it doesn't matter what he does. I don't care what that guy says. I don't give a crap what he, I don't listen to a word of what he says.
I mean, everything, so much of what he said has been just absolute nonsense. So totally. Yeah, absolutely. We should just bestow him all kinds of more awards, I guess. I guess that's what we're doing now. Mm-hmm. I understand that there's some hullabaloo about Woody Allen.
He's
back in the news. Yeah, I guess there's some lady who is in her 60s now, but said that when she was 16 and he was 41, I think, that they had an eight year long affair that what was his ex-wife's name?
Mia Farrow.
Yeah, Mia. That she knew about, that she didn't like, but that she knew about it. And so, yeah, I saw the top of Daily Mail today saying it's all he has fired back saying this is just a smear campaign again. This is just this, you know, Mia's going after me again. She just can't stop, blah, blah, blah. So this fight is now back in the spotlight again. I don't know. This whole thing with him comes and goes. You know what I mean?
We
talk about it, then we don't talk about it, then we talk about it. I don't know why.
Right. I don't know what to think about him.
I don't either.
I think
he's probably pretty skeevy. I don't know if he is like an actual child molester, but there's no question that he's a skeev.
He's got problems.
Some issues.
Right. But I also think that whole family has problems.
Oh, yeah.
You know,
yeah.
I think that Mia's got problems. I think that they all have some problems. So it's like this just giant ball of dysfunction going on there.
He's saying that the reason that this is out again is because Ronan Farrow is involved in the obviously storytelling because he's a journalist. And so I don't know. It's that family is insane.
And I don't think Ronan Farrow is his son. Look at Frank Sinatra and look at Ronan Farrow, y'all.
Right. I mean they are so totally related.
I mean, look at that. Look at him. Look at Ronan Farrow and look at Woody and tell me that that's Woody's son. It's not. And then look at Frank Sinatra. Look at Frank Sinatra and Woody Allen and then Ronan Farrow and you tell me who his father is.
Right. And why isn't this just settled? Like, why wouldn't Ronan, if Ronan doesn't even like Woody Allen, why wouldn't he do this test?
Right.
Why wouldn't he say, I would like a DNA test?
And not only that, but Frank Sinatra was badass. I mean, why wouldn't you want to be like, Frank Sinatra was my dad? Like,
I mean, those are some good bragging rights.
It's some good genetics. I mean, it's, you know. What's the big deal? I just like see what the big deal is. So anyway, that whole family is just, there's some stuff going on there.
There is some stuff going on. And I was irritated that they were back in the news. I was like, really? They're going to be like the top of the headlines again for a few days?
I mean, anything to distract from Cuomo, right?
Right, exactly.
We can't talk about that and how wrong they were about him. So we got to talk about everything else.
Oh my God.
Because you know how the media is, right? And you know, it's either we're talking about, you know, Woody Allen or Ted Cruz right now.
Yeah, exactly.
Deflect.
But you guys, listen, if Ted Cruz would have just gone to Cancun and stayed there and not apologized, it would have been fine. But now he made it worse again this weekend because he tweeted out a bunch of photos of him, totally staged, him handing out water. And I'm like, what are you doing?
And with the hashtag Texas Strong. And it's can you just like maybe not do that?
Just stop.
Just not.
God.
Then he got slammed on Twitter.
And rightly so, because that looked terrible. I don't know who he has advising him. He needs us to advise him, because we would have been like, go to Cancun and have a great time.
Right.
And don't apologize for it. Do not ever cave to the woke crowd.
Uh-huh. But don't put that on Twitter.
Oh my God.
Don't put that on Twitter.
Oh yeah. My God. Somebody just sent us a giant super sticker. Peterborough 21. What Thank are you, you doing? Thank that you is so much. Sweet.
Thank you.
Wow. That is so nice. You guys.
That is so sweet. That's going to go towards my plumber I have coming today.
I have Fast Track coming for the furnace. Our house will. They will not.
My house.
Really? Oh my God. We're going to have like double Fast Track duty.
Double Fast Track is coming today.
Yeah, because our furnace, like we cannot get the house to warm up above 61 degrees.
Oh my God.
That's the warmest it'll get. It's been days now. And we've just sort of been like bundling up in blankets. And finally yesterday I was like, we should probably actually fix this problem. You know what I mean?
You
like maybe this is something
should.
We should actually do something about.
You probably should. We have plumbing issues that we got to fix for the new buyers. Like we've had so many plumbing issues we've had to deal with, and then we have this hot water heater thing. We got it. It's like they've been out four times now.
Oh my
god! Fourth time they've been out to fix all this plumbing crap we've had. Yeah, I know. You know, selling a home is so much fun, you guys. So fun. It's great. I recommend it highly. It's great. Yeah.
All right. Well, I would say that I'm going to go learn things, but I'm not. I'm actually going to go get coffee because I haven't had any yet.
Yeah, you need some coffee.
I do.
I'm trying to make my microphone. Oh, God. It's going to be hard to do this. And then
don't do anything. Why are you doing? Oh, you're bringing it in.
I'm trying to balance so I can bring it in.
Okay. Careful.
I'm balancing my microphone so I can bring it in. Guys. Try to have a fantastic Monday.
I'll be back in the office tomorrow and I hopefully won't have this many sound problems.
Okay. We will talk to you guys tomorrow.
Bye.
Bye, everybody.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woo-hooer, a hand clapper, a high-fiver? I kind of like the high-five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino-style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses, so don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.